Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got emails about driving for a hookup, living outside of a major city, and hooking up in your 30s. Listen, enjoy, share with friends. Also, I'm coming to St. Louis. St. Louis, if you're out there, bring the crew, bring the group chat. We're doing a live J Train podcast from Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis. Come on out, special guests, emails, dating app makeovers. It's an event. Bring the crew and enjoy today's episode. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how it works. That's right, people. You listen to the show. You tell a friend. You go back and listen to another show. I put out another show. We bring the funnies. You send your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, every Tuesday and Friday, and I keep bringing you new guests, new comics, people that you're going to love and you're going to laugh. You're the gift of laughter. That's right. The Wizard of Oz, J Train, giving out laughs all across this great nation. And I'm very excited about today's guest, an OKP. He's back. Original key player. Very excited to have him back. He is now internationally acclaimed comedian. You're like a full-on, you're a star, baby.
Thank you, man.
Netflix, baby.
Netflix.
Netflix.
I want your energy. Netflix, baby.
Dude.
Bro, I want your energy. This is
amazing. Mo Ammer, everybody. The crowd is pumped up.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Great guest alert.
We got a great guest alert. Holy shit.
It's next level, man.
Mo Ammer, at Real Mo Ammer on Instagram. Go follow, go follow, go follow, at Real Mo Ammer. Mo!
Come on, OKP.
OKP.
OKP's
original
amazing.
Key player.
That's one of my favorites.
It's great to have you back. The crowd is super pumped to have you. This is unbelievable. The crowd is... They must be getting drinks or something.
There they are.
They're here.
Yeah, Arab people time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, my Arab people always go late.
You, now listen, Mo Ammer, my man Mo, good buddy, he has a Netflix special out. You're on, that is like the king. That's, how does it feel? Your Netflix special, if you haven't seen it yet, you're fooling yourself. You're making a huge mistake. There's so much crap on Netflix that this is an amazing special. It's so funny. You're going to love it. Sit down with your guy or your girl or alone. Fucking sit down on the couch and have a laugh. Are you getting the feedback? Has it been unbelievable?
It's been amazing.
Will Smith shouted you out.
Will Smith straight up shouted me out. That was amazing.
Will Smith is so famous. He is literally an alien to the regular, to the gen pop.
Yeah,
and he went on his Instagram and said, you got to watch Mo Ammer special.
Yeah, he did. He did. I was surprised. I didn't know he was going to have me in the background like that. That was pretty amazing.
Floored.
He had me in the background playing at the same time as he was talking about it. It was when pretty insane.
So this comes
I'm not
going
to lie. I was pumped up. I was dancing in my living room.
Dude, when this
I
comes out.
I turned on my speaker. And he sent it like at the perfect time because I was actually feeling very low.
Okay.
He just put it out at the perfect time. And
did you get like a Will Smith bump? Like, does that exist?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It was a big bump.
That's,
it was like a so much traffic. You know how like Instagram tells you how many people
go through
your IG and what have you? Yeah, it was. It was a big bump. He posted it on his story.
I know.
He put it out there, and then I get a message, yo, check this out. You know, I didn't know he put it out. I got a text from a friend, and next thing you know, I'm... Yeah, it was wild.
It's crazy.
Because what I was trying to say is that it came such at a perfect time because I was such a low. Even though you would expect like putting out a special,
yeah,
you would just be on this like mega high. Like, yo, you just put out a really dope special that is getting all this attention, all this love, and is so meaningful at this time and era. At the same time, I'm miserable. I am working so hard. I'm so tired.
There's pressure that comes with it.
Yeah, yeah.
The next thing. You know, it's not just, you don't want, you know, everyone wants the Netflix special, but you want Netflix to call you and go, we're ready for you whenever you're ready.
Right, you know, they
want to come back with the next one, and you want to be...
Well, I'm not... That's not what I'm talking about. I'm excited about that, because I know what I put out.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled with it.
Let me just tell people.
Black Thought did the music. I mean, Chappelle introduced me, even though it's not shown. You could hear his voice, and he was there supporting me that night, energy, that my mom being there, my family being there, being able to, you know, communicate what I've been working so hard on the last, you know, so many years of my life and my career.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled about it. I'm going to go again. That's not their thing. It's about, oh man, it was so much work to do this thing, to put it out. And there's something that comes out. It's like a postpartum situation that happens with this.
You've delivered your baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Delivered the baby. And, you know, I was blessed. I got cast in a Hulu show with Rami, and I'm co-starring with him on that.
Yeah.
So that comes out in April. So I was filming at the same time. So there's a lot of things happening that I've been working super hard to get, and I'm so pleased and I'm so happy to have these things moving. At the same time, there's this weird thing that happens to you artistically, like, oh, man, what's next? What are you doing? What are you working on? I'm not thinking about, oh, what's the next deal? I'm more thinking about, you know, who am I? The next special. What am I introducing to the world the next time?
The thing is about this career, this job, this what this is. There's no clocking in, clocking out. Yeah. It's all hours of the day.
Yep.
It's on your mind when you go to bed and when you wake up and while you dream at night. So
it's the sunken place. Our job is the sunken place.
Is that
we're just constantly like sitting there thinking, and we think so hard sometimes one little tear comes down.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
And people
don't understand, like, it's all about when you're sitting at home and you think you're doing nothing, you think comedian's doing nothing, all he's doing is just driving himself crazy inside.
Sitting there. Yeah. Looking at Instagram, being like, okay, what's the next move? Is there a post that can help me out?
There's
so many things, though. Yeah. Like, it's like, am I doing enough? Am I not doing enough? Am I working as hard as I did when I put out the first one? Yeah. Like, that's all stuff that I could understand.
Oh,
but then
you work even harder, yeah.
But then Will Smith comes along and goes, this is the fucking best.
Yeah, this
and you're
shit
like,
is dope.
This man is
the truth. And when I met him, he called me a genius. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, y'all alone. You know, I was like, thank God, man.
Send me the video, because I'll post it when we promote this podcast.
Right.
And so people can see it, and then they'll go follow you. Go follow Mo Ammer on Instagram, @RealMoAmmer. And he's coming to Raleigh, North Carolina, this weekend, the 10th through the 13th. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina at where?
At the Raleigh Improv.
Raleigh Improv. That's a new
10th
club.
10th and 13th, new club, just open.
We have Raleigh
I'm not
people.
Doing any
I know
of the special.
Fact.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of the material from the special.
Improv, the 10th through the 13th of January. Then he's going to be at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. That's the 18th through the 20th, and then in Toronto. But if you want all the dates, moammer.com. Also, Instagram, that's the hub of the wheel. Mo will be posting that shit on Instagram, @RealMoAmmer. When I saw the Will Smith thing, I was like, holy fucking shit. And the special is great because, you know, I got to think that there's just a glut. Mm. There's so many specials on Netflix. There's so many things to watch. I go on Netflix and I'm like, What do I do? Okay, The Office.
Right.
You know, like, and so I know, but I know a lot of people are sitting there going, who do I even want? I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
And it's like, that's why you listen to a podcast like this where I can go, listen, you like J Train, you're going to love Mo Ammer. If you like this show, I'm saying to you right now, turn it on right now. Watch the special. Because it's a fucking great special. And
yeah, there's just a lot of content out there, period, right?
And there's so much out there.
And, you know, there's a lot of good things happen. But also with Netflix and the way, you know, streaming works, is that people will continue to find you over time.
Yeah.
And it grows and grows over time. And I've had different spikes at different times. So it's really interesting how it's unfolding.
I'm
impatient, so I'm just like, what's happening?
You know?
And there's so much, you know, you don't know the numbers. I've gotten some pleasant phone calls from them. Like, it was like, okay, we're cool, but the only way to find out is truly is to go out on the road.
And have people come out to
shows. Yeah, see the response. And then that's really all I want. You know,
has there been one
in the world? That's all I want. That's the dream is to go out there, do the shows, show people what you got, and talk about different things and have a good time.
I mean, people think that this is more than it is sometimes, where you're like, no, I just want to do stand up and live.
Yeah.
You know, live my lifestyle. I want people to come out and have fun, and I want to make people laugh for money. Right. And no one wants to admit to the money part. It's like, no, I want to live just like you want to live from your job.
Right.
You want to be able to live from comedy, and that's a lot of times that's the prize.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, if I wanted money, I could have been very, very rich a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very strongly about that. Well, you know, I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I come, you know, I'm Middle Eastern Arab, man. Everybody in my family has done well that has pursued that, and I definitely have those things. I could have been, like, really rich, especially seeing what the Houston market was at, like, 15, 17 years ago, just driving around after a boxing gym, you know, workout. I could tell you for sure I would have been. This is not a money move. This is a contribution to culture. And the payback is that if you spend enough time miserable and you continue to do something that's so, what I mean by miserable is that you're working doing one-nighters, you know, the beginning of your career to putting 300,000 miles in a car to starting to fly out, starting to do theater, starting to grow in your art just like you do in anything. Eventually, yes, you do get rewarded for that contribution to the culture and how significant it is and how dope it is, you know. That'll define how much you actually get.
I always say this, if comics did something else with the amount of energy people put into comedy, they'd be successful at anything.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, the money.
Elon Musk would be a great fucking comedian.
Yeah, because he guy, all day,
that
just
all day,
thinking on
all
shit.
All day. Pre, like, hair implant and jaw restructuring.
Did he get all that shit?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, come on. I've seen pre and post pictures. They say his jawline. That I'm not 100% sure on, but the hair looks
Look at him
great.
When he worked at PayPal. He's almost bald.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that guy would have been really funny. He can't be Elon Musk now.
No, Elon Musk now is too Tony Stark to be funny.
Exactly.
Now we need old, mushy face.
Yes.
Elon Musk.
It's too late for him to do stand up now, but he can have a good time doing it and be like Elon Musk doing stand up. You know, that's it. But he can't. But he's got like 10 minutes of being cool.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do it, please.
This is the J Train Podcast. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to encourage you guys one more time to watch Mo's special, because it's so fucking funny and good.
Thank you, bro.
So I'm telling you right now, I say that from the bottom of my anus. Go watch that special on Netflix. How about this one? Help from a USA Navy sailor.
All right.
Dear J. Messiah Shelbin Guest, it's not the military type. I'm not the military type, so sorry if the email is misleading, but there's a 9-7 question mark I'm crushing on hard who's currently in the Navy who needs your help to help me conquer her ship. A stretch, I know. So a 9-7, you know the rating system we have here on the podcast?
Yeah.
Face, body, personality.
Yes.
Guys or girls can use it.
Right.
So he's saying this chick has a face of a 9, a 7 body, and then a question mark personality.
That's not good.
Well, I don't think, maybe
hopefully. That's really not good.
This conundrum isn't so simple, my friend. I met her at a mid-tier school, Georgia State, the real GSU. But before I could even have a chance to make a move, she decided to go out to sea to fight for our freedom. More nuts than I will ever have. Now that she's done sailing the seven seas, she's stationed in far as fuck Virginia, a.k.a. her home. We follow each other on social media. I told myself, fuck it. Reach out to her and see what happens. I did just tell her, telling her I would be willing to drive 467 miles to take you out for a drink. Dude, that is a full penis this guy's got. She responded back saying, yes, she would definitely be down to go out if I'm driving up there just to see her. My question is, what the fuck do I do when I get there? Based on listening to your show, I have some ideas on how one of your core principles, undersell but overdeliver. Should I go about and make plans to drive to a city I've never been, or go with the flow and see what she may have to suggest? I think you, Shelbin Guest, can guide me in the right direction to help impress the sailor so I can ride this strong medium Wakanda torpedo. Again, a stretch, I know. Thanks for the advice on IG. Feel free to give me a shout out. Dat Baba Tune. Thanks for the last. Keep up the great work. P.S. Shelby's voice was annoying as fuck, but after a while, I started pulling, getting used to it.
Usually doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, no. It usually goes the other way, where they like you, then they hate you.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's doing a great job in replace of the name who shall not be named. Those Mansaps.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I said that is a pull. This guy's been listening for a while. So this guy's hard for this chick that lives 467 miles away. She gave him the opening saying, yeah, if you come up here, I'll get a drink. Does he do this? What does he do? Mo, have you ever traveled this far for a no promise of fucking? This should show all the women listening.
467 miles.
That is way too far.
It's you can take an airplane. I don't know how far. There's no airplane options like 1 hour out.
I don't know.
You would drive 400. There's no driving 467. And first, so like precise, bro. So really creepy.
It just shows you what guys will do for the first fuck.
How did he meet? Did they ever meet?
They met at school.
School.
And then she went away as a Navy person.
Okay, she's in the Navy. He's not.
He's not.
Okay.
She's in the Navy. She goes away to the Navy. He contacts her over Instagram. She's living at home in Virginia.
Right.
He basically proposes a drink that he'll come and drive to her.
Where is he?
He's in Georgia, I'm guessing.
That's like driving from New York to Cleveland, to put it in size terms.
That's insanity. And I have this
thing. I mean, you got to make a weekend out of it for sure.
Yeah.
You can't just go there and just have one drink and just be like, that didn't go well. I'm just going to turn around and go back.
I completely agree. Let's put ourselves in his
shoes.
You got
to make it an adventure. Get a convertible.
Yeah.
Leave in a warm month if you're going to drive.
If you do it, do it fully.
Do it fully.
Don't half do the crazy thing you're going to do.
Yeah, don't show up like late and sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
sorry, just fucking Interstate 10.
If you can't afford to make this a real trip for yourself, then you shouldn't do the trip at all.
No.
Like, I do understand. Listen, as crazy as this is, I would never do this. But he's like, I'm doing this.
I mean, it's very common. I mean, there's people that fly across the planet to see each other.
Yeah, absolutely. There's
people like, oh, I'm going to meet you in New Zealand. I know my friend Akash. Sorry to put you on blast, bro.
Sure.
But he, Akash is the shit, man. Yeah. That's my brother. We grew up together. But we would have dates, and I'm like, why are you going to New Zealand? It's like, basically.
Really?
Yeah. And he's married now to her.
Yeah.
So I think the further you go, the more likely it's going to work out.
Really?
I think if you're going across the fucking planet, she's going to at least look at him and go, this guy tried.
The girl,
this guy really wanted to meet me.
I think that's true. I agree with you. From guy to girl vantage point, the girl is going to be in. That's the most romantic thing.
Unless she's an asshole and she's like, you know.
Or realistic.
I mean, like, it'd be mean. Like, it depends. There's a sliding scale. If she's just, like, mean right out of the gate.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, let's get this shit over with type thing. And I just got here from 467 miles away driving to fucking come here.
I
at least expect, you know, give me a chance. Like, have a good attitude about the situation.
Sure. I would say to him, I would vet this as much as possible. And I would also not make you her obligation.
Honestly, if I'm the girl, I'm creeped out more than...
I'm way creeped out.
I have more mental blocks about it than the guy.
Like, absolutely.
This guy is coming.
At least the girl's in her own town. That's the only thing that's like safety.
She has to be.
Has to be.
Well, she's in the Navy. She probably whoop his ass.
Yeah, she'll kick the fuck out.
She's probably well trained.
I would hope. I would say to him, if you do this, I'll live in your world. This is crazy. I would vet this out. Have as much fun conversation over Instagram as you can. Get the number. See if the texting works. And then say to her, I know this is nuts. I'm going to make a weekend to come to the city that's closest to her.
Right.
Don't go to her fucking, you know, backwards town that's a half hour outside of the city. Just be like, I'm getting a hotel room for the weekend. I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to come hang out in your city. I would love for you to come get drinks and dinner with me. And then you make the plan. Don't put the plan in her hands.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to make dinner reservations. I'm going to get drinks. I really want to meet you. I don't know what this will become, but at the very least, I'm going to be there for the night.
Yes.
Not the weekend. Just do the night. You have a hotel room and you say to her, we're just going to do drinks and dinner. Maybe it gets to more than that. Maybe you guys have the night of your life.
Yeah.
I don't know. But make it so easy for her to plop in, plop out.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would definitely add an extra 24 hours just in case.
Just in case?
Yeah, just in case.
Well, give yourself the opening that like you can add on another night.
Yeah, exactly.
But let her know I'm coming for one night.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't need to know.
She doesn't need to know. Yeah. Yeah. But plan it out. 100%. This is your trip, not our trip.
Yeah,
nobody
absolutely.
Wants to be included on someone's vacation that they never wanted to take.
Exactly, no.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Maybe if our country had a more updated light rail system, this trip wouldn't seem as long.
Listen, you can hear Shelby's political podcast otherwise.
I do agree with Shelby. Shelby makes an excellent point. When you're in Europe and you're like, I can get to France in 2 hours from London? This is amazing.
Shelby has a roads and as a public roads podcast you can listen to.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer, though. It really is. Why the fuck haven't we done that?
Do we?
It's
is outrageous. That, I didn't even know that it doesn't. It exists better elsewhere.
Oh, like here, if you were gonna go from like New York to Chicago on a train here, wouldn't that be like holy shit? That's like a couple. But like in China,
I would think it's like the old West. I would have to have a whole room in the train.
You can do that in like mere hours.
Mere hours?
Like not as quick as a plane trip, but
like 3-4 days on a train here in America.
Yeah,
way insane. Like by the end, by tonight, you could be there. If it was,
but in China, there's like a guy like pushing out in a crowd of them people, like
that's,
they can't fit them all.
That's Tokyo. They do that. Yeah, they do. That's like the subway system. But we're talking
about
sit
down train.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Moammer @RealMoammer on Instagram. Moammer.com. Raleigh, he's gonna be in La Jolla. He's gonna be in Toronto. Inconvenient Jersey girl.
Oh, that sounds fun.
A lot of inconvenient people on this episode.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the last email. He's 406. Huge fan of you up recently, boarded the J train. Love the way you give advice. I'm eager to hear your thoughts on my quote unquote issue. I recently graduated college, moved to a decently sized and mediocrely fun town in Jersey because that's where work took me. After being in this town for about 6 months now, I've come to the realization being single in small cities blows. I made the first mistake of hooking up with a coworker for a few months, and then the second mistake of hooking up with his roommate for a few months.
Jesus. Coworker than his roommate?
Yeah, that's brutal.
God. That's going to make work way easier.
Yeah, so my entire time in this town was literally in one apartment.
I would love to go lunch, Brenda. Huh?
Can you imagine? She goes from one room in the apartment to the next room.
They live together?
Yeah, his roommate.
Oh, my God. Roommate.
That's hilarious.
And Jesus.
That's literally going. Can you imagine? You go home with a guy or a girl, and then you're like, hey, we got to break up. And then all of a sudden, you come back to the same apartment to go in a different room to hook up.
That's probably what is the modern apartment. Very small.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's I don't even know what to say about this. She didn't know that he was there. She didn't know she was hooking up with his roommate.
She must have known. So my entire time in this town was literally in one apartment.
Oh my God.
Having decided neither of these guys are what I want right now. Yeah. You don't want to live in their two bedroom. I've redownloaded Hinge and Bumble. Here comes the issue, or at least the issue in question. The people close in proximity are slim pickings, but I'm only a New Jersey transit ride away from Disney World for young singles NYC. I'm close enough to NYC for Manhattan natives to pop up on my app, and I do match with them frequently when I extend my range. Being aware that I'm inconvenient to most, I think I noticed the boy's location before he realizes I'm probably living in a different country. I have been invited on dates in the city, but what am I supposed to expect from these arrangements? I am not in dire need of a relationship. I'm really just looking for something that happens naturally. FYI, I do plan on moving to the city in July. So should I shorten my range and deal with what's available close by? Is it possible for something good to come out of dating a guy in the city when I'm an hour or train away? Is this like starting a long-distance relationship off the bat? Yours truly, never wanted to be a Jersey girl. So her situation...
Okay, she's very confusing.
So she was in this small Jersey town,
right?
That's close enough to New York. And if you're in another part of the country, let's just say she's an hour away from the major city. Let's put it in time stamp.
Yeah.
She's probably an hour away in New York City where everyone lives. And the apps, she can match with people on the apps in that city, but she lives an hour away.
Right.
She's wondering, how does she play it
knowing that, you know, with these guys that she matches with in New York City?
I mean, first of all, let's talk about her screwing both roommates. I mean, both her coworker and the roommates. That's number one.
Well, it shows she has not a lot of fear.
Yeah, she doesn't have a lot. She is not concerned.
So I can understand this.
She left a bomb in that apartment before she left, you know.
I mean, they got to look at each other like, what the fuck just happened?
I sent a picture of us to my mother.
Those roommates literally kind of made out.
I got a guy for her in Georgia that she can go visit at any point in time. Look, an hour away is not that far.
It's all in how you play it.
Yeah.
It's all in how... What's that book called, Making People Buy Your Shit?
I don't know it.
Do you know what I'm talking
Making
about?
People Buy Your Shit. I'd buy that book in a second.
No, it's like making...
Making... How to make friends and...
How to sell people on your bullshit. I don't know. Mm. It's all in how you... like package it.
Okay.
The problem with the girl who lives in Jersey that dates guys in New York City.
Right.
I will say this as one of those guys who's matched with the girl that lives in Hoboken, that lives in Jersey City, that lives on Long Island, that lives in Westchester. They act like it's not a big deal.
Yep.
It is a fucking deal.
It's so far.
It's annoying. It's so far. You know that you're locked in for a night. It's never casual. Yeah. It's meet me at the train at 5 o'clock when I get off of work, and then
I didn't think about all that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
A lot of cons now. I think you need to stay within your own perimeter, and just until you move to New York, stop fucking around.
You think
around
just
here.
Don't even deal?
Don't deal around here no more. You keep that over there.
Get out of our city.
Get out.
I
can't use my unlimited Metro card. I gotta re-up.
This is what I'm talking about. Understand the qualms.
You guys are crazy.
Understand the rebuttals of the people you're selling to. So you're selling to a group of men that are in New York City with women that live here. So you are annoying. Just understand. I'm just saying, if you live outside of the major city and you act like it's not a big deal because you're you, guess what? There's a lot of yous in the city already that aren't a pain in the ass off the bat. It's true.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm laughing. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but then when you put it that way, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't stand her already. I can't stand her already. I know she doesn't feel that way. No. I think she'd be really convenient to a super busy dude, for instance.
She can be great.
She can be great.
I'm just saying you have to propose it the right way. You can't.
And you have to manage expectations. It's always about management of expectations.
If I'm this girl,
you're probably coming to the city more than I'm going there at that point.
I'm not going to fucking Livingston, New Jersey. Ever.
Maybe they have like really good bagels down there. You don't know.
I got bagels here.
Maybe they have the world's largest frying pan in Livingston, New Jersey. You'd go see that once.
I'm not going to Scarsdale, New York for a date.
I'm not going to Great Neck,
Long Island. I'm not going on a fucking transit. That's just like Shelby said.
It's too long to be like a normal thing, and too short of a distance to be long distance.
Yes, and it's also too cocky.
Yeah,
they act when they come at you. They go, "What? You're too good." And it's like, "Yes, I am too good." And this is the same for California, Los Angeles. If you're sitting there being like, "Well, I'm in wherever the fuck, an hour outside of Los Angeles," you go to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you don't go an hour outside. We have to understand, you're the loser. I'm the winner.
That's a little too harsh.
It's a little harsh.
Also, L.A. I mean, you could be inside L.A. and take you an hour to go five miles.
This is more L.A. People are more understanding than New York. So my advice to this girl is she says she's moving to the city in July. She plans on take these matches with the city people as very light matches, casual. Yeah. And what I would do is, when you match with them, plan a city weekend. You have friends that live in the city.
100%.
Hey, I'll be in New York City this weekend with some friends. Let me know if you want to hang out. Maybe I'll bop over to you and we'll get a drink midway through the night.
Right.
You have to be here on partying on NYC Island.
Right.
And then make yourself available to people. I'm not saying this will be relationships or these people, but at the very least, you can have a fun night with a guy that you've met over an app.
I agree.
That's the move. But don't do the thing where it's like, I'm a woman and you should take me out. Yeah, you do deserve that. But don't act like there isn't this moat that lives around you.
No.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I love this site title.
I'm just
email.
Not going to screw anybody that fucks up with friendships. You know, you just oh, go yeah, across. She, you already...
yeah, that's a bad... The it's information bad you gave us with the fucking
can't
the two
open
roommates.
With that. And I think she's kind of like side hitting on you for sure. Oh, FYI, I'll be there in July.
See you in July. At Real Mo Ammer, at Real Mo Ammer. Go follow, go support. Are single women in their 30s screwed?
No, hell no.
Hey, J Train and crew. Just started listening to the podcast. Think you give great advice. Thanks for keeping it real. Your batch contestant reviews are spot on, I'm sure. So listen, if you're out there listening right now, I did my bachelor preview. Go tag a bitch on the Instagram post that I put up with it. I just love that. That's my favorite thing to write every year. I'm pumped about it. I was hoping you could help
and
us.
And hell yes, I'm getting a rose tonight.
That's
stay
right.
Tuned. Monday nights at 8.
Monday nights at 8. I'll be live tweeting. I'm 34, pretty much been my single my entire life. I'm very social, active, and outgoing, live in a good neighborhood for my people my age. The problem is I'm really wanting a relationship. And people say I'm too picky and need to go for fives, whatever that means. what kind of advice is that?
That's
go for
the,
fives.
Listen to you, way
I'm
too
I'm active on Bumble and Hinge and say yes to dates frequently, and I'm doing my best to put myself out there. Unfortunately, nothing seems to stick. And this seems to be a common problem for single girls my age. So all my single girlfriends in their 30s. These dudes often fade away after a couple of dates or weeks. And I just can't seem to go get to the relationship stage with the ones I like. I'm listening to you tell a 22-year-old not to worry and things will happen. And I was told the same at 22, but now I'm not so sure because I know the numbers are against me. I don't want to panic and appear desperate, but I also want a family this decade. I'm totally willing to date someone who's already been married with kids, so I have reasonable expectations. However, do I have to settle for someone I'm not excited by or attracted to just to find a man? Here's my Instagram handle. I'm a former professional dancer, lived in the NYC 6 years, have a bit of a kooky artist vibe, but who cares? Thanks for the help. So we're going to look you up just because we're men who like looking up people. What do you think, Mo? I mean, do you have any advice?
I do. I'm too busy trying to look it up.
We're going to find her.
All right. So, yeah, of course, first of all, you're not screwed. In your 30s is prime time. And I really like her email a lot. I really like her email a lot. She just has a management expectation right out of the gate.
Yeah.
She's even willing to marry, you know, or be with the guy that already has been married and has children. She sounds like an amazing woman. I don't know what's going
on. She sounds cute. She seems to get it. I mean, she says she's too... I don't think going for fives
I don't
is
think
like,
going for fives or settling for anybody that's not... that you're not excited about. That's not what you do. Fuck
people
that. That's a
date.
Disaster waiting to happen.
Here
so when
is.
You
she's
get...
very cute, fit, fun...
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think you know, if she's open to be a second wife, I mean, that's really what's... I'm just kidding.
I mean, she is very cute. Yeah.
Yeah, what is this? I mean, why is this a problem?
It seems it's, like... Shelby?
I mean,
who
yeah.
Who's the lookalike you would give her?
The girl from the last episode, Wedding Shelby. Crashers.
Yes. Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher?
No, her name is Isla.
Isla?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does have that vibe. Redhead, cute, fun. She'll go curly. She'll go straight. Here's the
bottom line: is you don't settle just to settle. You can't do that. You know, especially when she sounds so, you know, like she sounds really pragmatic about the whole. Like she's really, really giving herself a chance.
I think
girls her own expectations. Like she's taking. First of all, I don't think she should take a ton of dates. I don't think that's the right answer.
I totally agree. That's the one thing.
Good.
I think men. We know as guys, we know the ones, we know when we've been interested and when we've just been okay being approached.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between the two. And the problem is in New York City where she lives, in any city where there's a bunch of guys, I mentioned this on the last episode, men are like depression era children.
Right.
Where it's like we can't refuse any food. We can't refuse any woman. We're just going to take them all in, and we're going to have it in front of us. We'll keep the leftovers in the fridge. We are just going to keep it around until, just in case.
Yeah.
So you can go down a lot of dead-end roads as a woman, especially in your 30s when you don't want to be going down dead-end roads. So my point is exactly what Mo's saying. Do not – your standards should be higher.
No, Stannis should be high for sure. She shouldn't be, like, if she's willing to, like, let go of some of the looks thing and just be a little bit more open-minded. But I feel like she just needs to take a trip to Europe or something. Just do...
Find herself.
Yeah, yeah, just, like, be... Don't try to
eat, pray, love.
Yeah, I mean,
just like walk around the streets and just talk to people. Be open, receptive, and maybe find a place where you have a girlfriend overseas or something. Yeah. Just not do apps. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to like remove yourself from these apps and trying to meet people through this shit and just trying to do like 30 dates at a time. You need to switch it up.
Yeah, I think
shift gears.
I'm with you, Mo. And I'll say this: take a month off the apps.
Yeah.
Let's delete them. Exactly. Let's free ourselves. Stop treating this as if it's a job.
Right.
You let your friends know you want to be fixed up. You shouldn't go for fives, but also go older.
But what's her area code? She's willing to deal with like 519 or something. You know what I mean? 5589 or some shit. Like
here's what I don't know what numbers you're going to. Here's my advice. A lot of women at this age are just willing to take any hand. They just don't want. They don't want to fold an okay hand, so they'll like keep their attention to guys that are just there because they're warm bodies.
Right.
So a lot of times where you're like, well, you know what, I'm not seeing anyone, but this guy's okay. Don't just go with an okay guy. If you see problems, leave the problem right away. Hold your standards. You want to go out on dates. You want someone who's willing to go on the third date and then do and progress.
Right.
All of these relationships go up the mountain. They don't take breaks.
Yeah.
So the minute someone takes breaks, you have to say to someone, hey, I'm here for real. If you're not here for real, fuck it.
Right.
And I think a lot of times women like this, well, they'll say, am I too picky? Am I too this? And it's like, no, but don't rationalize your own decision. Like, don't go on a date and go, well, he was okay, but I guess, you know, I do want that boyfriend, so I'll go on the second date.
Right.
It's like, no. Say goodbye. There'll be another guy that comes along. And also playing guys, you know, if you're with a guy who keeps going, well, I don't know, I'm kind of busy, you got to start shedding these people quicker, owning your own tastes. Oh, the more you, because what she's saying in this is she's like, she's not owning her own preferences.
Right.
She's putting her preferences in other people's hands. Oh, people say I'm too picky. People say I should go for fives. What the fuck do you want?
I mean, that's extreme advice. Somebody's telling her, you're so picky, you should go for fives. I feel like that person that said it, whoever said that to her, was just so frustrated with her.
Yeah.
And just broke down like, you know what? You need Denise. You know, those moments. You know what the fuck you need?
Yeah.
You need to be less picky, bitch. And you need to go for five.
Yeah.
And they shut the door and they leave.
And they say that advice does seem strong.
Maybe that's why. Because she is an attractive person. She's working out. She's like having a good time in their life. She seems to be an artsy person. Like, that's very attractive in a woman. I don't understand what's going on. I'm suspect of you. Are you that difficult?
Is something off?
Are you open? Are you argumentative? Are you is that what you are? Or do you like to resolve issues quickly and move forward and grow together?
Yeah.
Or are you like judgmental and ready to pounce at any moment?
Yeah, it's
are you living that open life.
And are you sitting there going, I need a guy that makes this much money, that's this type of guy that, you know, like, and she said,
yeah, you should want somebody who's successful. You should want somebody who's driven at least.
Sure.
You know?
But put yourself in the driven piles. The you know, for this girl, I know this sounds bad, but like, you're on an app where anyone can join.
Listen, I know a cousin that needs citizenship. He's very, very nice, and he's probably a solid 9, I'd probably say. You know, solid 9 all the way through. You just need to work on his English. I'm telling you, it'll be a great situation.
You could be
Mo's
Habibi.
If you're open for that, you let me know. You send me a message at Real Mo Ammer to my Instagram, and I'll set you up.
But this is what I'm saying. When she goes on an app, you're open to everybody. And it's like, she obviously has standards where someone said, you're being picky.
Yeah.
If you're picky, I'm saying own those standards. If you're someone who's like, I don't want to date someone who doesn't have a job, who's fucking trying to find themselves. I want someone that's established. That's why when she says, I don't care if they've been married and have kids. That's someone to me saying, I want someone who's like, has their fucking feet in the ground. And
has their shit together.
Yeah. If you want shit together guys, put yourself in shit together situations.
Right.
Elevated bars. elevated clubs, elevated hotels.
Right.
You have to be around shit together people to get shit together guys.
No more Jose Cuervo 1800.
No more.
Grow the fuck up.
Grow up. But okay? I'm saying the
apps. Azul.
The apps is you hanging out in the lobby.
Yes.
You don't want to be ridiculous. In the lobby.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the apps are good for some people, but you are sitting there being like, I don't. It sounds like when someone says go for five, stop being so picky. It sounds like someone going, ugh, I fucking slept with a guy on a futon again. It's like, the apps have futon guys and successful guys.
Yeah.
High-end bars, high-end clubs, high-end hotels have no futon guys.
Right.
They're the waiters. So and that's not hilarious. Nothing against them.
Yeah.
But it's just, this what sounds like what you, when you're 35.
Hanging out in the lobby is an amazing analogy.
It is.
Hanging out in the fucking
anyone brain. Can walk in the lobby. anyone. That's the thing. So you have to put yourself around. And part of that, and the most important part of this advice, admitting to the things that are your standards.
Yes.
Some of us are embarrassed of our own standards, right? You ever been like, it's a lot of guys too. You ever been like, you know, looking at a girl and you're like, that's my type. That's what I like. And you're like, I don't want to like, you know, sound like I'm above any other type.
Right.
That's not what we're saying. You're not above other types. You just have a type.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're not above anyone.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do.
We wish you luck, though.
Yeah, the best of luck. You're hot. We only wish hot people luck.
This is terrible. No, for real, though, I do have a few cousins that are interested.
I like this one. Am I the world's most sexless being?
Isn't that a good strategy, though, for women that are looking for real love?
What's that?
Just find a man that's going to be really like, excited to work. Who works harder than immigrants? Nobody. Like,
that's true.
You know, find yourself a couple of guys that are trying to find a new life in America. I mean,
love the podcast. Came to it for guidance and giggles on the reg. I'm 24. I've been dating my boyfriend since college. I sad joke that my boyfriend is the only man to ever be attracted to me, but it doesn't feel like a joke anymore. When my friends are getting hit on or talking about guys who are pursuing them, it's frustrating that I haven't really experienced that. Ooh. I feel like there's something wrong with me because I've never been ever dated, had sex with... Because I've only ever dated, had sex with one guy and basically was throwing myself at him for months before he asked me out. Needless to say, the self-esteem is hurting and sex isn't happening, which I feel really bad about. How do I get over this so that I can start having confident sex again? I feel like I never got over my identity in the friend group as the fat, funny virgin. And that could be why I came off as unapproachable and don't get hit on. Even when we first started having sex, I'd tell him that I want what I want. And he'd be like, and he'd hit me with, oh, you didn't seem like someone who would be into that. So I've kind of just accepted super vanilla sex from that point on. Like so vanilla that it doesn't even feel like he's into it. Am I a sex appealless goblin? Do I have... and I only like missionary in the dark with a shirt on vibe. Oof. How do I fix that? I'm sure it sucks for my boyfriend as it does for me. Here's my Instagram and Twitter handles because I don't know what to rate myself aside from a hard 7 personality. But regardless, I'm a great follow. Any advice is appreciated and it can't hurt. Can't wait to see what your show in March. So
summarize
she doesn't want to say
it. Summarize it again, please.
So I'll summarize it.
Yeah.
I've been dating my boyfriend since college. She's been with this guy since college.
A few years at least.
He's the only guy she's ever dated or had sex with.
Right.
And now she's out of college and her friends get hit on and she's not really in that world. And
she said also that, correct me if I'm wrong, she said that her boyfriend is the only person that's found her attractive. Is that right?
That's what she claims. Because she also gave her Instagram, but it's private so with no picture.
Well, there you go.
Is this her? I don't know. Hold on. I'm sure she's cute and fun, whatever. Okay.
It's fine, yeah.
So basically she's saying she's dating this guy since college and she's sad joke that my boyfriend is the only one to ever find her attractive. Basically, she feels like she fell into a boyfriend and now because she doesn't have a lot of confidence, they're just having boring sex.
Right. It's because she doesn't have a lot of confidence. I thought she said she was into something else and he didn't do it.
Well, he said, I feel like I got over my identity in the friend group as the fat, funny virgin. That could be why I come off as unapproachable. Even when we first started having sex, I'd tell him what I'd want and he'd hit me with, oh, you didn't seem like someone who would be into that.
And then he wouldn't do it?
And then, so they've just accepted super vanilla sex from that point on. It feels like she's embarrassed to talk about the things she wants.
Right.
And
you got to spill the beans.
I think there's two things going on. One, her and her boyfriend are stale.
Right.
Like, it seems like she's like...
They're both eating ice cream.
Yeah. They're both having vanilla. Like the relationship's stale. Yeah. And they're and she's probably afraid of ending it because she's never had any other guy in her life. And then he's probably afraid of it because he's lazy. And they're in that 24-year-old mode where it's like, we either stay in this and we're the college boyfriend, girlfriend that got married, or we end this and we aren't that. I don't know what to tell her there. What I will say to her is that she needs to stop being embarrassed of the things she wants and talk about it with her boyfriend.
Right.
The only one that can make... We can't tell you to feel sexier.
No. Like, I mean, you got to take... You got to... It seems like they're both not pushing each other.
At all.
They're not pushing each other to feel sexier, to feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like a Mexican standoff right now. I told you things I wanted. You were shocked by them. You don't have the confidence to go ahead and execute what I want in the bedroom, or you're feeling something that you are afraid to even talk about. Mm. Think you need to talk about through these certain things that you're having issues with. And then, like, you got to give it a shot. Like, look, in any relationship, if you want it to last, you got to satisfy your partner. I mean, you do.
Yeah.
You got to satisfy. What do you want, baby? Let me do this. You know, if you love somebody and really care about somebody and you just, you want to make them feel great, you want to suck on your toes, I'm going to get you the best pedicure in the history of pedicures. I'm going to get the full-on scrub value and pizza, and I want you to put them in clean socks and bring them home, and daddy's going to take care of these toes. Well, you know, you got to find solutions. If you can't get over it, you got to find a way to make it happen and satisfy each other.
Absolutely.
And not feel like self-conscious about your body or anything like that. You just got to be sexy. And that's what makes a person sexy, somebody having confidence to execute. Is hot.
Here's what I'll say, and that's all the best information, great advice. Here's what I would say to her. We can't tell you to be more confident.
Right, exactly.
We can't tell you how to do that. Because, listen, I got confidence issues. Mo has confidence issues. We all have that in our
life. Absolutely.
It's human. What I can say to you is that if you've been with this guy since college and you're 24, that means you've been together a little more than 2 years, you should be able to say to him, I want this in bed, and when you say I would never think of you to be like that, it makes me feel badly that you don't think I'm sexy.
Right.
And you should say these things. You have to communicate these things, because how is he supposed to know? And since this relationship has now become lazy, you do go in a t-shirt. I mean, you said t-shirt on during Sex Missionary. That's probably what's happening.
Yeah, I agree.
Take the t-shirt off.
Take the t-shirt.
It's time to take the shirt off and start fucking with your tits out.
Or maybe while she's going down on him, just don't tell him what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Just do something crazy.
Finger in the butt. That's what we're saying.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say lick the butt. Just lick the butt a little bit.
Do something crazy. And listen,
here's what I'll say. Do it subtly. Don't just be like, bam.
Here's the thing. Throw a digit. Here's what I'll say to you, though. You got to zig, because right now it'll go till the end of time.
Right.
I would also, next time you're about to fuck, I would be going down on him, and I would look up at him and say, what do you want me to do right now?
Yeah.
What is your fantasy?
Look, communication also, is key.
A lot of guys too, like at that age when I was 24, I wasn't really thinking that way.
Right.
Like I wasn't like off an island on my sexual, you know, as a sexual person. Some people are late to that game.
Right.
So don't blame your unknowledge. Like, he might not know what to fucking say for you to do.
Absolutely.
So make this a you problem. Hey, I want you to do this to me. I saw it on a porno. Boom.
There you go.
I want you to eat my asshole.
Let's go get waxing, I would say.
Let's go bleach my, and wax your eat butthole. My ass. Just look at him, go, eat my fucking ass right now. And I want you to
You better have used the bidet before you ask.
Human centipede style. I want to look like we were attached by a crazy scientist. But I think, and here's the thing.
Like love bugs in mid-flight.
Exactly. Here's the thing about this. And the reason I'm telling you to like go a little crazy with this guy is because you've been together 2 years. If he comes back with judgment, this isn't the right relationship for you.
Right.
That's someone who doesn't want to progress, doesn't want to grow up. So, and these are funny ways to say it, but if you come at your boyfriend of 2+ years and say, something's got to change. I got to get off in a different way. I feel like we're just both sitting here. Let's fucking do something. Eat my asshole. Right. And he looks and goes, whoa. That's someone who's stunted.
Right.
You, by writing this email, you have admitted to wanting to grow.
Right.
And I'm not saying, you know, and also.
He's got to grow with her. He has to grow with her.
You guys, and if you can't grow together, you gots to go.
You gots to go. Maybe you're better off being single, and maybe both of you will work out individually and then maybe, and become stellar human beings separately.
That's a big thing. That's the part that we haven't really gotten to yet, and you're right, is sometimes a relationship stunts you as a person.
I agree.
Because what she's saying right now is I was the fat virgin, got a boyfriend, and now I still feel like the fat virgin. Yeah. And I'm not saying
that's
those
harsh
are true.
Though. Stop calling yourself the fat virgin.
I'm using her words. I don't believe it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying calling herself that.
Sure. So, but my point to her
just
is
say
that
fat sexy virgin.
Yeah. The curvy. Curvy girl who's been untainted.
Let me fuck you with my lumpy bunch.
So I'm saying to her, sometimes a relationship will hold you back from growing up.
Yes.
Because relationships, the minute you start dating someone, you start melding into one human being. You start agreeing with each other. You ever notice that couples suck together, not individually?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's because they sit in an apartment and tell each other how right they both are, and then they go out in the real world, and they're two people that think they're right, and everyone else is wrong.
Yes.
So you as a couple are now growing up together. In those 2 years, if you're not growing up together anymore and you're just stunted, that's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Shelby, how much? We got time for one more? We got news?
We have time for one more.
Let's do one more.
One more email.
Well, Shelby's timing has been off today.
He's a little behind.
It's you said one more. I was like,
yeah, one more. One
more. I saw you tap and then you looked away. And then you have more. You need to have more confidence in your tap game.
Yeah, this, take your shirt off.
Take
Shelby.
Your shirt off.
Here we,
one
there we go. We're here with Mo Ammer at Real
Classic
Mo.
Shelb nails another one.
Here, you see what I'm saying? There he is. Confidence. Timing is everything. Jesus Christ.
Real Mo Ammer on Instagram. Real Mo Ammer on Instagram. Raleigh. He's there this weekend. Next week, La Jolla. Go. Toronto. Go. Real Mo Ammer on Instagram, moammer.com. Go to the website. I'll give you the choice, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Tinder, one and done. Feather. Is it ghosting if you haven't met? Can friends with benefits ever turn into more? Question. Is it seeing where it goes again with an ex recipe for disaster? Movie date with younger girl. One-sided texted a thing. What's up with the New Year's Eve text?
Well, it's a lot of them. It's a hard choice. You got to stop reading them. There's so many.
Let's do Tinder one and done. Sorry, not sorry.
Feather seems kind of interesting. Can we do two more?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a female who went on a Tinder rampage of dates. Quality over quantity over quality. I enjoyed meeting new and different people. It's fun and a bit addictive. The guys were nice. I got physical with a few, then avoided further dates by making excuses about not being too busy. I'm not ready for a relationship. It's Tinder, for F's sake. I never let on that I was looking for something serious. Some guys got the hint, but a few kept trying through multiple requests. My friends joke that I have a platinum vagina since they all want to lock it down real fast. After one or two dates, do I really owe them an explanation? Or should they figure it out on their own when I'm not answering them and or keep making excuses? What do you think?
I didn't know that was a woman. And I thought that was going to be from a dude.
It sounds very dude-like.
Very dude-like.
This is a dude issue.
Yeah.
I do understand what she's saying. I don't think you owe these people after one or two meetings. Do you think?
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't owe them.
Of course
not. I think also what girls have to understand is that guys, our egos are too big to believe that you don't want to see us again. So you have to let the
babies, for some. Yeah.
So you have to let the babies cry themselves out. Don't sit there. You don't have to be their mom. Let it cry itself out and they will go away. Stop answering these guys.
Right.
The answering means interest to a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's saying I have a platinum vagina. hilarious, but not true.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a vagina that would listen.
Yeah.
That you're a responsive vagina.
You keep going quantity over quality. Yeah, that platinum vagina is going to be silver. It's going to turn into silver real soon.
We'll put you in the Delta Silver Lounge.
You don't want to do that.
But
maybe you should go quality over quantity.
Sure. She's seeing
your platinum status.
You and all your women friends are making a joke that we'll laugh along with till we can fuck you again.
Yeah.
So I do understand what she's saying, but stop answering people you don't want to see, and don't feel bad about not answering. That's my advice, right?
I agree.
Let's do one more. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
The hell's the feather?
Which one was it?
Was it say feather? What is that?
No, but you said another one that sounded this one.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Sounds kinky as shit. What the hell's going on?
Well, I say thank you for feathering my nuts. I found you through Girls Gotta Eat.
Nuts.
Binging your episodes on this and you up ever since. I moved to Boston after graduating college. I'm 22. I eventually got on Hinge and ended up finding a guy I actually liked around Thanksgiving. With the holidays, we were only able to get in one date before Christmas. Then we both went on conflicting vacations for Christmas and New Year's. He just texted me last night saying he had met someone else, and my response was, appreciate the honesty, hope it works out for you, which is truly how I felt. I mean, literally, we went on one date. I can't be mad. But I was talking with a friend about how when this happens, 90% of the time, a guy will come back in 2 to 4 months when things don't work out. What's your advice if you should rekindle things with someone who chose to date someone else over you? For me, I said, since we only went on one date, if he went on like 3 or 4 with her, then ended it with me, I'd think that was fine. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts. P.S. I would legitimately feather you at any time. Well, you said you're in Boston. I will be in Boston February 28th through March 2nd. Laugh Boston, February 28th through March 2nd. Get those tickets now, jaredfreed.com. I'm only there. I mean, they're going quick. I can tell you that right now. What do you think?
What is that? She really would feather your balls anytime?
Well, I don't. I mean, right, I'm not accepting the feathering. I'm just saying, come to the show. That's a feathering.
Yeah,
itself.
Of course. I'm saying.
But I'm saying, do you think if he comes back, they went on one date?
Uh-huh.
A lot. She's saying a lot of times when they went on one date. Then he said, "I found someone else." She thinks a lot of guys come back in like 2 to 4 months. Should she be insulted? Yeah. Should she go back to it? What do you think?
I think it's case by case basis.
Yeah.
If you really like the person, I mean, people make mistakes.
Yeah,
people make mistakes. Hey, I think I found somebody. They go, and then they break up, and they're like, man, I should have given, you know, Shayna a try.
Yes.
I should have just, Shayna and I should have hooked
Absolutely.
Up. Instead of going that way, let me see if she's around. I don't think she should think about it as an insult. Oh, how dare you? I'm second, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm second to that girl. There's no ranking. It's just what happened.
Life is life. This is totally human.
Exactly.
It's case by case, but here's why every single time it happens.
Yeah.
Everyone goes back to someone they know is a willing audience.
Yeah.
You accepted that. You matching on a dating app is owning a thought in the other person's brain.
Mm-hmm.
You never got that before. That's why guys are lazy. We know at the very least you thought we were hot enough or attractive enough to swipe right or like. So knowing that information, if I'm in a relationship for 2 to 4 months and then I get out of it and I'm like, fuck, I still got this penis that's got to come.
Yeah.
Who said yes before?
Yeah.
Oh, this old chick.
Yeah.
That's
or you go back Jared.
To the repeat
it could be
customer.
Emotional.
It could be that.
Could be
probably not.
Could be emotional. Could be like, hey man.
Could be maybe. Probably
I just
not.
Need a familiar person to just listen to me and cuddle with me.
But also, it's someone. It's also someone that we.
It's so hard.
Nobody likes to hear a no. It sucks to get turned down.
Yeah.
So he's going to someone. The reason they come back after 2 to 4 months after the relationship doesn't break out is because like. Well, this is someone I'm not going to embarrass myself with.
Right. And this is
you know, the chances are.
You're right. And I believe it's a case by case basis.
Sure.
And she needs to, you know, act accordingly depending on the person.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mo Ammer. Such a pleasure having
Man,
you.
Man, it's so much fun.
At Real Mo Ammer.
I can't believe what people are going through.
Everyone's going through it. We're all in the shit. MoAmmer.com. Raleigh. La Jolla. Toronto.
Then Irvine.
MoAmmer.com, MoAmmer.com. Also, the special. It is so fucking funny. Just type in Mo Ammer into Netflix. It's going to pop up. You're going to have a great hour of laughs and fun. You're going to get to know Mo and love him.
M-O, no E.
M-O-A-M-E-R. Shelby, let's do some news.
Damn, one touch.
It's some bride drama on our hands.
Bride drama.
If possible.
I love bride drama because
some
brides...
enthusiasm over is just killing us.
Shelby brings the heat. I love bride drama because I don't think there's any shittier person than a bride.
No shittier person than a bride.
It turns you into a shitty person.
You know what? You're probably right.
But think about it. You have a day that you are the queen of the castle, and then you get to lord over everyone. You have to be shitty.
100%.
Let's hear it.
That's why I love watching Say Yes to the Dress. I would get sucked into those, see those crazy women.
Love Say Yes to the Dress. I also love Four Weddings. You ever watch that show?
No, I think
Four women go to each other's weddings and then judge them.
That's so evil.
The best is because every woman thinks they're a wedding expert.
Yes.
So they all think they were just born with the right taste in weddings.
My God,
and
so
it
good.
Is... So some girl will be like, I can't believe they got linens. And then you go to her wedding and there's like 2 liter sodas and
pizzas. Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Shelby.
Well, in the subreddit, our wedding planning, a bride posted something that kind of backfired on her. She's in a lot of debt with her husband and asked for only cash gifts for her wedding.
Okay. I actually think that's no problem with that.
Yeah, no problem.
You're not telling people how much to give you. You're saying, hey, we would appreciate, and you could say it in a nice way. You could say, the bride and groom would appreciate that you give gifts in cash. That is what we would appreciate most. You don't have to say, give us the fucking money.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. Like,
it can be done
very,
in a classy
way. It's
very
common, like for Arabs.
Totally.
For Arabs, like I think Italians is true
Italians.
As well. I think, you know, Arabs, they just pass on jewelry like it's been inherited in family for years and they give cash. Like that's
cash.
Makes perfect sense.
Totally. Okay. So
way
what
more than a fucking blender.
Maybe
I buy my own fucking blender.
Give me $100 instead of a blender.
I'll get the $20 blender, keep the $80 and invest it in a fucking mutual fund.
There you go.
Well, she wanted to start the marriage with a fresh slate as far as debt, maybe get her closer to that, but not a single person gave cash.
What a bunch of pieces of shit.
Nobody gave her cash even though that was their request?
All small gifts that serve no purpose.
Does she give an example of the no purpose gifts?
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Nobody loves you.
Nobody loves you. Also, you don't have rich friends. That is very telling. Yeah.
They were already a lot of household items they already had.
Yeah. Well, and they can't return them.
I smell eBay.
Yeah.
A lot of the comments, though, were telling her that she was being selfish and that she needed to reevaluate her attitude.
I disagree with the comments.
I disagree with all of them.
I disagree. I'm on her side. It sucks. But you also have to, like, when you invite people to your wedding, you have to realize, here's the crew I hang with.
This is your people.
This is your people.
You asked for cash. You didn't even ask what amount. There's no minimum.
No.
You have $5. She asked for cash. That's still qualified.
That's probably a lot of her guests were probably like, ugh, I want to buy a $20 gift.
Yeah.
And I didn't want
to.
I can't just give a $20 bill to someone.
They should just stand there with a pouch at the end of the night and everybody puts an envelope in with no names.
Yeah.
To see the face. That's how you remedy that situation.
I know. That's tough to do, though.
That's a collection.
She then sent out a mass text to people in the wedding that she was close with.
Sure.
Like closer to some, asking what happened. And those who did respond were pretty rude. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, nobody wants... She's wrong there. That's where she made the biggest mistake.
I wouldn't have followed up yet.
You can't send the text being like, what
it's
the fuck?
It's already been done.
It's been done. It's been done.
Noted. Put them on your hit list.
Yeah.
When they have weddings, up with fucking ice cube icebreakers.
You lost, bitch.
That's it. Yes.
Over. I mean, you try. That's the thing. With some things, you play the game and then... You take the loss wherever you get it.
Maybe she's a mean person.
Yeah,
maybe they all were like, fuck you. We're not giving you cash. I know what you have in your house. I'm going to give you double of everything. That's how much we dislike you.
We agree with her with what she's asking for, but we just don't know how she asks. And she might have asked in the wrong way. But that's the thing. When you lose in the game of life, you can't ask people why you lost a lot of times.
Right.
You just fucking lost. Time to move on. Fucking eat the bullet.
Right.
Shelby, got more news?
We do.
In the news.
That was great.
That was pretty good, right?
Wow. That is chubby.
J-Train in the news.
That got scary.
Well, I'm giving you variety here.
I like the first one.
He wants
more. Like the movie trailer guy.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? En, ahora en Telemundo, una mujer quiere dinero para, para el wedding de ella. Chinga la madre, ellos. I've just been watching a lot of Narcos.
Oh, really?
Just too many. I wake up like, pinche dea está aquí.
That voice is perfect.
Cabrón.
Shelby, you got another story?
We do.
Okay. Right.
You heard of Dry January.
Dry January. I did it last year. I'm a fan of it. You take a month off of drinking. It's a good way to start the year. I was going to do it this year, then broke 4 days in.
That's it.
What do we got?
I thought that meant like being in a desert for a month. Some hippie shit.
Dry
January.
From the makers of Wet December.
From the makers of Wet December. Come see you dry January.
What do we got going?
Scientists in the UK polled 816 people who participated in Dry January last year and found that most participants were likely to still continue to drink slightly less thanks to participating.
I'm one of those people. I can say that that's not the truth for me.
Yeah.
I got done with Dry January last year, and then I ended in Vegas, and then I was right back on the horse. I was better for the first month.
Right.
By December, I was as bad as I was last December.
Basically, I was all caught up by November.
Yeah, but caught up on my drinking.
Yeah, whoops.
I was happy I did it, though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it's good. It's
I'm
always
trying
good.
To be better this month. I'm trying to, like, you know, be more scheduled. Yeah. It's going to be tough with travel. But I do not hate on people for doing it.
No, of course not. I mean, you can't be hating on people that are trying to help
better
themselves
lives.
And better than unless you're vegan, and then you could just
go fuck yourself.
Shit on them as much as possible.
Yeah,
you want me to eat these cauliflower wings again? No. I'm gonna go get some chickens. I'm gonna get some feathers. I'm gonna find somebody to tickle my balls.
How many ways are there to make a cauliflower? I just don't know anymore.
It's cauliflower pizza, cauliflower.
Yeah, Shelby. Any more news?
That's it.
Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thank you, Shelby.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Mo Ammer, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having
me.
The
pleasure
in your swanky joint.
Is on this end. Appreciate
on
it.
On this end.
At Real Mo Ammer on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. MoAmmer.com is where you can find all his show dates. The special. Go on Netflix right now. Flag it, tag it, get involved.
Do it.
Put it on your queue. Mo Ammer. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. If you're in St. Louis, January 17th, I'm coming to your town. Live J Train podcast. January 17th. Get involved. Get the crew out. It's going to be a great night. Special guests, all your emails. We'll be back next week. Boom.